The Importance of Distilled Water in Aging by Dr. Chester Handley, narrated by Andrew Norton Weber. As our body begins to age, there are several things that happen. Cells don't produce as well, the body doesn't digest as well, the body does not absorb as well, and the body does not eliminate as well. And areas of the body begin to feel pain and have sore spots that we never had before. One of the major causes of pain is the overconsumption of grain in older people. It is softer, easier to eat, and appears to be more easily digested. Well, the true reality is that it is no benefit to the aging body at all, and leaves an acidic residue that gets deposited in the joints, which is the number one reason for arthritic pain. Many years ago, when I was doing research on distilled water, I discovered that contrary to all the stories out there, distilled water does not take a single thing out of the body that the body needs. It never takes anything out of a cell. Everything that is cellularly locked remains within the body. But it is the greatest tool in the world for cleaning out the bloodstream, which is the only function water really has, to wash out, cleanse, and purify the bloodstream. Remember that the bloodstream is primarily an organ of transport. People think of it as a liquid rather than an organ. But it is an organ. It transports nutrients, oxygen, and red blood cells throughout the body and carries away waste products and carbon dioxide. Distilled water has been evaporated into a vapor, split apart into a molecule of hydrogen and oxygen, turning them into a gas that rises up to the atmosphere, then cooled back down and condensed back into the water. The same process happens in a distillery when it distills water. It heats up the water into a gas, all the impurities are left behind, all the waste products are left behind, then it is condensed and turned back into pure water and becomes the ultimate pure water because one very important factor that is not present in any other water. It is molecularly unstable. It means that when it goes in your bloodstream, it breaks apart easier and latches onto debris, waste products, and unwanted materials that are floating around in your bloodstream. It is also one of the best ways there is for reducing blood pressure. I made up two charts years ago when I was doing my studies on body detoxification with distilled water from 1865 to 1965. In 1865, diseases that ranked in the high 30s and low 40s became the first four killers in 1965, and they were all cardiovascular. I then made another chart from 1865 to 1965 to show the reduction in the use of drinking rainwater. The two charts were virtually biometrically opposite. As people quit drinking rainwater, cardiovascular diseases went up. When the blood vascular system is clean, you have less headaches, you have less pain, you have more oxygen and nutrients available for the body, and more healing capacity for the body. It has been almost 20 years ago now that a man came down to my office that had arthritis so bad he could hardly get out of a straight back chair. His pain was excruciating. We put him on the detoxification program, took him off all grain in his diet, instructed him to eat only fruit, vegetables, protein, and meat products, and put him on distilled water every half hour while he was awake. It is hard to believe a month later the same man was out working in his garden having the time of his life. I cannot emphasize enough the importance of drinking distilled water for cleansing the bloodstream, for reducing arthritic pain, and lowering blood pressure. It has also been known to reduce cholesterol and triglycerides. In fact, the only effect on the body is health. There are rules of thumb on how much water to drink. The rule of thumb on a normal day is one half your body weight in ounces per day. If you are sweating and exerting yourself, you should drink more, not less. We have a tendency to grab pop, coffee, Kool-Aid, and juices, but we need to get back to the habit of grabbing distilled water. To give you an example of what this means, if you are a man and you weigh 200 pounds, you should be drinking a minimum of 100 ounces of distilled water throughout the day. There is an interesting side note for people that like to study. Job, which is the oldest book of the Bible, I believe it is in the 36th chapter, said God took up the water, distilled it, and poured it out abundantly on man. The logical argument is, who knows better what we need than the Creator? And He gave us distilled water. The end.